The New Jersey legislature will not begin impeachment proceedings against a state Supreme Court justice. Critics wanted to remove Justice Peter Verniro because he allegedly lied about racial profiling when he was New Jersey's attorney general. But the Speaker of the State Assembly says he will block any impeachment bill. Eugene Son of member station WHYY reports from Trenton.
Peter Verniro's troubles stem from the sworn testimony he gave about racial profiling by the state police. For 3 years, Verniro was state attorney general with direct power over the state police. All 11 members of the state Senate Judiciary Committee say Verniro lied to them and even withheld documents from the U.S. Justice Department. So a few weeks ago, they called for his impeachment. But the road to impeachment must start in the state assembly and go through Assembly Speaker Jack Collins. Collins says Verniro could be held accountable and get a fairer hearing if he were tried in a non-political criminal court.
If Justice Verniro were indicted and found guilty of violating either this state's perjury or false swearing statute, his office would be immediately forfeited, the same result as if the assembly impeached him.
But Collins is leaving it up to his colleagues in the state Senate to decide whether to pursue this in court. There's no indication it will be referred to a prosecutor, but the Senate is scheduled to censure Verniro next month. Despite not letting impeachment go forward, Collins is calling on Verniro to resign for the sake of the Supreme Court.
Justice Verniro must consider whether the adverse publicity which has come upon him, rightly or wrongly, whether that allows him to sit in judgment as a Supreme Court justice with the people's confidence, or whether the repose of trust and confidence placed in him has been indelibly tarnished.
But members of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus say without impeachment hanging over Verniro's head, he has no reason to step down. Assemblyman Joe Charles says if there is enough evidence to go to court, there's enough to let the full state assembly vote up or down on impeachment.
I think at the very least, we in the assembly owe to our Senate colleagues the obligation to look into their recommendation. And I think the speaker's action just cuts that off. And that's not right by the full membership of the assembly, nor is it right by the Senate.
Verniro's lawyer, Robert Mintz, says the justice did nothing wrong and is devoting himself to his work on the Supreme Court.
As he has said throughout this process, he has misled no one. He has always conducted himself with candor and veracity, and there's no basis whatsoever for him to resign.
Verniro has said in the past that being a Supreme Court justice is his dream job. Even if he does not resign and a criminal prosecution does not force him out, the 41-year-old Verniro could still eventually lose his job. To stay on the court, he has to be reappointed and reconfirmed by the state Senate in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.